Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska State Senate concurred with the House changes to Senate Bill 140, effectively passing the largest increase to school funding in state history with a $680 increase to the base student allocation. Senate Bill 140 will also significantly improve internet connectivity in rural Alaska, provide $10 million in additional funding for the Alaska Reads Act, and bring parity to public correspondence education by increasing funding by $14.5 million. Over the past two sessions, we've heard from school administrators, principals, teachers, parents, and students about the dire circumstances they have faced. Without a substantial increase in funding, Alaska will continue to lose teachers, cut programs, and increase class sizes to unattainable pupil-to-teacher ratios. Today, I am proud of the work we are able to accomplish to move the education pendulum, and I vow to continue working to improve our public schools, said Senator Loki Tobin, chair of the Senate Education Committee. The original version of the bill, sponsored by Senator Lindman Hoffman, increased broadband access grants for eligible schools from 25 Mbps per second to 100 Mbps. In 2023, 151 schools from 27 rural school districts qualified for the grant. For school districts to take advantage of the increased bandwidth grants, the legislature must have acted before the end of February. While the process seemed messy, I am grateful that rural schools will be able to access these grants this year. Coming together showcased the legislature's commitment to rural schools, said Senator Hoffman, co-chair of the Senate Finance. As Alaskans know, especially those who are off the road system, access to technology and digital information is the lifeline that connects our communities and provides the necessary tools for school districts to educate our youngest Alaskans. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. Two Alaska seafood companies are required to pay $9.5 million to the U.S. in settlement funds for violations. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Two companies in the Alaska seafood shipping industry recently settled a lawsuit challenging penalties and fines levied by U.S. Customs and Border Protection for violating the Jones Act, a law that requires merchandise to be transported by U.S.-flagged vessels between U.S. ports. An exception to the U.S.-flagged vessel requirement allows seafood from Alaska to be transported to the mainland U.S. if it travels via Canadian rail. The companies challenged the penalties and fines in the U.S. District Court of Alaska, saying they did not violate the Jones Act while transporting seafood from Alaska to the mainland U.S. because it was transported via Canadian rail. According to court documents, Klosterboer International Forwarding LLC and Alaska Reefer Management arranged transportation and related services to move frozen seafood from Alaska to the East Coast via maritime shipping. For over a decade, the companies moved seafood from Dutch Harbor to a port in New Brunswick, Canada, on foreign-flagged vessels. Once in Canada, Klosterboer arranged for the seafood to be offloaded from the vessel onto trucks in the port. The trucks were driven onto a flatbed rail car on the Bayside Canadian Railway, a roughly 100-foot length of railroad track located entirely within the port of Bayside, where they rode the length of the rail and back before being driven off the train cars and proceeding directly to a border crossing in Maine for final transport to the mainland U.S. The BCR was specifically built and exclusively used to move the seafood in this manner so the companies could claim they met the Canadian rail exception to the Jones Act. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.